brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the third and final hour. We're going to have a guest on for about 30 minutes, but the guests are always so good, I end up holding them over longer. I do want to take your calls. I got a bunch of news I want to get into as well. They plan to go into Iran. They're pulling this stunt with the British sailors. It has now come out in a bunch of mainstream publications, and British diplomats have gone public saying that the British just rewrote the lines and said, nope, now your waters are ours. And believe me, that's who Iraq belongs to, the British Empire, controlled by the Anglo-American bank chairman that literally own us as their property. British manufactured Gulf maritime border map. No such agree upon border between Iraq and Iran exists. Measurements show the ship was near Iranian coast. This is up on prisonplanet.com. Get it out to everybody. In claiming the HMS Cornwall was within Iraqi territorial waters, the British government and the media have covered up the fact that there is no agreed upon Iraq-Iranian maritime border, as other bizarre coincidences and dubious circumstances surrounding the hostage crisis begin to emerge. Former British Ambassador Craig Murray and others are highlighting the fact that the maritime border between Iran and Iraq is contested and that the British have essentially manufactured a border to make it appear as if the HMS Cornwall was within Iraqi territorial waters. The mainstream media has uniformly failed to address this issue. And, of course, the Cornwall was just a few hundred yards away when this boat got grabbed. They just let it happen. The Iran-Iraq maritime boundary shown on British government map does not exist. It has been drawn up by the British government. Only Iraq and Iran can agree upon their bilateral boundary, and they never have done this in the Gulf, only inside the shot, because there is the land border, too. This published boundary is a fake with no legal force, claims Murray. Accepting the British coordinates for the purposes of both the HMS Cornwall and the incident, both were closer to Iranian land than Iraqi land. And it goes on. Go on, print out the map and measure it, which underlines the point that the British-produced border is not a reliable one, the former British official said. An illustration in the Encarta Encyclopedia territorial map above, the position of the ship denoted by the red circle is nearer the Iranian border than the Iraqi border. The blue circumference touches the edge of the Iranian border and gets nowhere near Iraq. They were clearly there. But see, that's the lawyer speak. No. It depends on what the word is. I have these clips of Alberto Gonzalez, and he said, I knew nothing about the firings of the U.S. attorneys. I knew absolutely nothing. No one ever told me. And then the memos come out that he was running the whole thing. And he goes, well, what I meant to say was I didn't think I knew about it, but that I knew I could know, maybe not know. I mean, in fact, you got those clips I sent you yesterday, right? The Gonzalez clip I sent you yesterday, John, where he's talking about how he's trying to backtrack. And then I sent you another clip where he was talking about the habeas corpus isn't for U.S. citizens and it's not in the Constitution. I mean, this is how they operate. And there are people, again, most people who want to attack Iran cannot find it on a map. They've done national studies. They know nothing, folks. They know how to act tough at work and how to strut around, sticking their chest out. But if a cop pulls them over and says, I want to search your car, they literally start groveling and begging and do whatever they say and don't say, hey, I got a Fourth Amendment. They're cowards. They think manliness is just supporting murdering innocent people or getting in fights with other countries. But when their real nation's being attacked and the borders are being erased and the sovereignty's being destroyed and the country is literally ending, they won't lift one fat finger. They won't do anything. Neither will that pig O'Reilly or any of them. This is who they are. They are scum. Hey, go quietly away from us. Forget that we were ever your brethren. Go be cowards. Go lay there on your belly like a fat hog and slop. And just shut up and stop calling yourselves Americans. You're stupid scum.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Astrology of Government Crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Stephen Hyatt has a long bio, and I've had a chance to hear him on a few other talk shows. His info meshes with the data and research I've done, and he's got more to add to that picture. Of course, the Confessions of an Economic Hitman came out a year and a half ago or so, and it gets into how they go in and try to blow out third world economies. They're never meant to pay back the debts. It's all about consolidating. We've interviewed Joseph Stiglitz, who says we're going into a worldwide economic depression by design, by the globalist. He's a globalist, but he thinks it should be a loving, sweet globalization, and it could be good. Yeah, if man's nature wasn't evil in high places. I mean, sure, you could probably have a good world government, but it'll never happen because global government would just creates the mechanism to dominate populations. And you're always, if you create the lever to oppress, somebody's going to end up getting that lever. And then they're going to use that centralization to maintain and expand their monopoly of power. But I'm already digressing. When you hear public-private partnership, or when you hear privatization, you think, oh, great, the private industry can build the roads and run the roads better. No. It means, in almost every case, and here's a microcosm in Texas, that a foreign Spanish company for 10 years is going to come in and lobby with hundreds of millions, and then they're literally given the existing roads, and the state says they'll pay for it in perpetuity and build new ones and upkeep it, and that the private toll company can collect and keep half the money and give the rest to the state and the feds. I mean, that would be like if I went to the mayor of Austin and gave him $2 million privately, you know, to him in some business deal, and then he signed over some government-owned building, and they got a bunch. Most of the new building projects in Austin, it's like New York, are government-built, and then they're just given to private groups. Look, it's total scams. It's total frauds. And it'd be like if I went and gave the mayor, you know, $1,000, and he said, here, you can have five brand-new squad cars, and you can go sell them at auction and make $60,000. See how that works? So I'm trying to boil this down, because they deceive with words, and he's written for a lot of big publications, and he's got a new book out, A Game as Old as Empire. And he just basically gets into all of this. He has done research for Stanford Research Institute and Bank of America, Bechtel, Chevron, other players. And he says he basically pushed a neoliberal worldview. And so now he's just going public about some of the things he learned. And thank you for coming on the air with us, Mr. Hyatt.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Okay.
I mean, if you can, just boil it down, put it in a nutshell. What are we facing? What's happening on the planet? What's the real ball game from your perspective? And tell us about the book.
Okay. Well, our book, you could boil it down and say it's about the dark side of globalization. It's about the globalizations being defined, structured for us by wealthy elites around the world. A writer named Jeff Tho has coined a term for these guys. He calls it the Party of Davos. And this refers to the meeting in Davos, Switzerland, of the World Economic Forum every year, and it's attended by high government officials, Condoleezza Rice, John Kerry. It's attended by leaders of multinational corporations.
Basically, it's a public Bilderberg group meeting.
That's right. That's right. And many an overlapping membership, as I'm sure you're aware, in those two outfits. Leaders of the large banks, World Bank, International Monetary Fund, other international institutions, they get together. Of course, there's a lot of schmoozing and confabbing, and of course, a lot of deals are done. But what's interesting about the point of view of these people is that, if you want to boil it down, what they're trying to do is to create a world in which only dollars are citizens, not ordinary people.
Now, isn't that the speech from Network where they call Howard Beale in and the owner of the entire corporation or the CEO explains that there is only stock and there's only petrodollars and rubles and dollars and pounds and that, yeah, people don't count.
That people don't count, that's right. What these guys have done, and we go into this from many different angles in many different countries in this book, is it that these elites have leveraged themselves away from any commitment to the communities and the countries of which they are a part. They make use of their power in the United States or Argentina or Kenya, wherever they happen to be from. But they don't give back. They want to use control. They want to continue to extract.
Well, they do give back to the ad agencies.
I'm sorry. Yes, they do.
I mean, they do put up billboards telling you they're helping you.
That's right. They're full of proclamations. We talk about the third world debt problem. Those countries owe around $3.2 trillion. We had a huge, couple of years ago, huge song and dance in Glen Eagles, Scotland, when the G8 leaders met. They were going to forgive $40 billion of that debt, and they thought they were incredibly generous to do so, and trumpeted about how they were getting rid of third world debt. Well, this is, you know, a few grains of sand.
And let's be clear, these countries will, in the case of Nigeria, borrow $3 billion and it ends up being $55 billion at 25 to 30% loan sharking rates out of fiat currency just put on a balance sheet at the IMF and World Bank.
Well, you know, a lot of these countries, Jim Henry, our economist and a lawyer, investigative journalist, takes a look at this issue, and he says that about $1 trillion of this debt was simply stolen to begin with. And here's how it might work. You're in Ecuador, and you're going to install a water system in the capital there. You're going to upgrade it or something, and you get a $50 million loan from Citicorp, guaranteed by the World Bank, and right away you steal $30 million of it, and that money often never really touches Ecuador. It comes right back into deposits in Citicorp or one of its offshore subsidiaries within seconds sometimes when the loan documents are signed. Sometimes some of the planned infrastructure.
That's right. The president makes the deal on the spot that he's not going to pay it back, because not only does Citicorp get it back and then he gets some money to go retire in a villa when he leaves after he's done looting other areas, then they claim they own all the infrastructure of the country.
They can do that. That does happen. And what happens, of course, is the people in Ecuador are on the hook for the entire amount of $50 million. Maybe they saw some of that was used in appropriate ways.
But isn't
maybe
it true, you're an expert on this, that if a debt is accrued through fraud and that you've been scammed, you don't owe it? I mean, the American people are in more debt than anybody in the world. I don't intend to pay anything back to these people.
What he points out, other people have pointed out, is that there's a doctrine, a legal doctrine called odious debt, and it's not a new thing. Goes back to the 19th century at least. And what it says is if somebody who's running a company or running a country takes on debt, gets a loan, steals it, it's used for nefarious purposes, not intended to be used for what it ostensibly is contracted for, then the people of that country or the people in that company are not on the hook for that. If the lender colludes with this borrower, they should go after him. And this is an actual legal doctrine. It has been in use, and people are advocating, in fact, to bring this back and say, let's look at some of these debts and see what is really an honest, legitimate loan that should be paid back, and what's really a scam, a fraud, and the lender was colluding with the people who stole the money. And it's not out anymore.
Now let's go back, because you know, you talk about how in the past you kind of pushed the whole neoliberal view, which maybe you should give people a definition of what a neoliberal is in your view. But going back, I mean, I'm in college and I'm learning world government's good, world government's going to run things, globalization's good. And then I go turn CNN on, and they're saying global government doesn't exist. Nuts talk about it. There is no ruling class. There is no elite. And I went, wait a minute, I've read a lot of history books. There's always a ruling elite. It depends how tyrannical they are or what, you know, how big their oligopoly or monopoly is. Are they imperialistic? And so that's why I started this radio show 12 years ago. That's why I got involved, because I knew we were being lied to. I've never seen a people in history who'd been so brainwashed that they didn't even know an elite existed, or they think it's the guy with the house on the hill who's just middle class. I mean, can you speak to that programming? Because what you're doing is shocking and radical, you know, as a pretty establishment guy, to come out and even admit there's an elite. I mean, we'll get laughed at by yuppies right now who'll go, everyone knows there's no elite. Why, I'm the elite with my, Volvo.
Right, well, many issues here. One is that Americans, we like to think of ourselves as democratic, and anybody can make it, and we are so wedded to that view. We like to tell ourselves that even though we look around and we can see that, you know, I don't have as much power as one of the Rockefellers or Rupert Murdoch or whoever you might want to pick out, we always kind of try to pretend that, you know, we're really all the same, you know. And so we have a lot of trouble, particularly in the United States, as opposed to some other countries where you have traditional elites that everybody, you know, identified and knew, admitting that that's the case, that is what has happened in this country. We've got a concentration of wealth that's become much more unbalanced and concentrated in the last generation.
Well, they're getting downright tyrannical, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and as I was saying, what they've wanted to do is to construct international institutions like the World Trade Organization and NAFTA that are beyond the review of any kind of democratic accountability. Their operations are not up for scrutiny, let alone any kind of decision making. For example, under NAFTA or the WTO, if a country has problem with laws, feels it's being unfairly treated under the trade rules, it brings a suit, and that is held is decided by a secret tribunal. So that we don't know who they are. We don't know what their interests are.
Let's break that down. Secret courts with more authority than the nation state. This is the glorious new golden age of globalism. It's called worldwide dictatorship. We'll talk to our guest, the author of A Game as Old as Empire, on the other side.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make a brunch. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns.
Welcome back. I really appreciate our guest joining us. Written a new book, A Game as Old as Empire, Stephen Hyatt. See, this is a short segment. I want to keep you into the next, though, to get more into this. But, you know, I've read part of your book. I have heard you on the radio go over your facts and examples of this. But you were starting to give some examples of how these groups operate. Secret courts. And then articles are written going, there's no plan for a North American Union. There's no plan for EU expansion. But they just had the 50th anniversary of the EU, and literally no one showed up. They had jugglers and people on the streets and parades, but no one came out to celebrate it. And they're not even allowed to now vote themselves out of the EU. And the EU then has the power transferred to non-governmental private groups. Break that down for us.
EU, like NAFTA, and maybe NAFTA even more so, you know, suffers from what the Europeans who are dealing with this call a democratic deficit. That is, again, you have decision makers who are very, very, very far removed from any kind of electoral review. You can't vote them out of office. Their decisions are not up for discussion, really, or you can discuss them all you want, but there's nothing you can do about it. The NAFTA treaty was passed and signed in 94. And as a treaty, it has constitutional status. It's part of the Constitution. And so its provisions, in its 20,000 pages, include a lot of things which are now, you know, have force of law over us that were never discussed. You know, opponents challenged Senator Hank Brown, a Republican from Colorado, on this treaty back in 94, said, you know, have you read this? And he said, well, I had been, you know, it's 20,000 pages. They said, read it. He did read it, or most of it, and he said, you know, this is not what I was told it was about. He ended up voting against it, but I think not many of his other colleagues didn't. So again, you have these secret tribunals that try disputes around trade.
But do you ever run into the problem
where,
here's an example, it's a pretty big website, Blog Critics, you know, it's bigger than most major newspapers in its web ratings. Headline, get a grip, there's no secret North American Union, and it says that Lou Dobbs, myself, a bunch of others are totally insane and evil. It says we're just making it all up. And I run into this where I have actual government documents where they're setting this up. The Judicial Watch got the FOIA request honored for the SPP secret meeting last September in Canada, and the first agenda was keep it secret that we're setting up a North American Union and get a continental tax to fund it. And then there's big publications saying it doesn't exist and we're nuts.
Well, you know, actually, one of my colleagues in this book, Antonia Juhas, this weekend is going to Ottawa. The Canadians, groups there are sponsoring an entire discussion of this issue, basically a convention of several hundred people to review what is going on, what we know is being planned from various documents and other, you know, information.
Well, that's my point. Yeah, we're already under secret tribunals. It's admitted, but you tell the general public that it's like they've got a defense against anything that could threaten them. They just deny it exists.
Well, yeah, because the people who are planning this are people who, you know, come out 4th of July, they're waving the flag constantly, you know, and it, you know, people would like to believe that the people in charge of stuff, the people who are elected, are doing the right thing so that they can just, you know, turn their attention to the tasks of everyday life and feel like things are kind of, you know, on autopilot or something where they don't have to worry.
Well, let's talk about what globalization means with the people steering it that are in control and where you see it going and how we stop it, how we get out of this system that we didn't opt into, that we haven't voted for. We'll be right back with our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I would encourage you. I mean, I don't have a lot of time to read books these days. I read literally 10, 15 newspapers, hundreds of news articles I scan each day. Hundreds of emails, government documents, legislation, and there aren't a lot of books I have time to read, but I got the book, and I've scanned over it, and I've read some of it, and I think I'm going to take the time out to read the whole thing, because I can learn something from it, and I've been studying globalization for about 15 years, been on air for more than 12. By the way, Congressman Ron Paul, running for president, is going to be on with us in the next few weeks. We are lining that up for an extended interview. And also, he's going to be on Bill Maher tonight. He's written a new article that's out today, or he's in a new article. Impeach George W. Bush over North American Union agenda, says Republican presidential candidate. So we've got that up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Going back to our guest, Stephen Hyatt, again, the book is A Game as Old as Empire, available at all your better bookstores or Amazon.com. We have links to it up on InfoWars.com. And for your trendy liberal parent or neighbor or husband or son or daughter who just doesn't believe there's any powerful elite globally that doesn't think, you know, that thinks New World Order is good, because you've got the camp that says, yeah, there's a world government. Isn't that the next logical step? You know, we were agrarian, city-states, nation-states, and then now global government. While we'll all be citizens of the world, John Lennon. That's not what people are talking about, okay? This is a centralized bureaucracy with no liberty, no freedom, no control of your own destiny. And for folks out there that don't understand this, the World Trade Organization was set up in 95. It has more authority over our trade decisions than the Congress does and the president does now. Steve, can you continue talking about that?
Sure. This is by design that these organizations will undertake decisions that will not be reviewable by a legislature, by chief executive, by people, by referendum, or however. They'll be outside the political discussion. And this will basically be that the real actors are corporations, elites who have access to these organizations. They run them. And they will make decisions based on their interests. They won't really have to consult anybody. That's basically the idea. So we have the structure for globalization from the top down, one that largely dispenses with any kind of real substantive democracy. You have fig leaves of things, and we're all talking about the things like wardrobe malfunctions or something, rather than the real issues that determine economic and social decisions that determine how we live.
We're on the exact same page. I was about to say, we'll get to decide, what color the road signs are, but not where the roads go or how much it costs to get on them.
Yeah, and then these people will, of course, arrange kind of really passionate discussions. Will those road signs be, in the red, or will they be blue? And we'll be at each other's
There'll be a big national
that.
Debate, and the people won. They're blue.
That's right. So while the real decisions are being made, elsewhere. So that's what these people have in mind. Again, a world where the dollar is a citizen, the more dollars you have, the more rights you have. One thing we look at, for example, is the role of offshore banks in this, because this is one of the main avenues of control and extraction of wealth around the world by these elites. John Christensen, who was an offshore banker himself, came out of the cold writing about this, knows a lot about it. He says that one-third of all the wealth in the world is now held in secret offshore accounts. What this means is, again, this is another way for the elites to abstract themselves from any real participation in our communities. They take, again, but they don't give back anymore. They have no real allegiance to country, community, all protestations of being conservative are nonsense.
But this is absolutely, central. And I'm going to give my analysis on this, and I'm going to try to boil it down simply. Not that I'm saying the audience is simple, but so you can explain this to others' audience. And then, Mr. Hyatt, if you can, put it in as simply as you can.
Okay.
Here's how it works. They come into a nation, a Western nation, to get a funding mechanism and a military enforcement arm, like England, Germany, France, the U.S. They come in and they lobby, we're going to have a great new society, we're going to take care of everybody, we're going to have welfare and build man up. We go, great! We're going to vote for big government and pay a lot of taxes to do this because it sounds wonderful and we want to share. They do dole some of that out for a while. Some good things happen, some bad things happen. The point is now it's created the trough. Then the global corporations come in. They're lobbying to take over the government the whole time to get most of that money that's being paid in taxes given to them in investments, which they then take and use to buy off and pay off and blow out third world economies. They then, over the last 50 years, get control of the third world as a kind of camouflage neo-imperialism. They then mass that wealth, use it to totally buy off the Western governments. They then drive up the debt of those nations in debt now owed to those very private banking institutions and governments that were already taken over, in many cases hundreds of years ago. See, I said this is simple. It's not. And they then take all of that wealth that they now have offshore where they never have to pay tax, but then they manipulate our government to actually raise taxes and toll roads and all these other ways of getting fees to then conduit more and more to themselves. And in the final phase, they come in and pay off the government to have the government actually write laws to cede government power into these multinational corporations, many of which are bigger than some of the largest nations in their GDP. And then they hire private private intelligence agencies, private mercenary armies, like the Beers with the diamonds, and this, and so you have this world government run by these untouchable elites whose wealth is offshore, and then they basically just play nation states off against each other in globalization and economic warfare to have a domino effect to take over the next, and they end up truly being world rulers through the financial system.
That's a pretty succinct description of you know, the aim of power in this case, and it is to, again, abstract themselves, if you will, from, you know, any kind of control, really, whenever it counts. So, again, we're saying you'll...
Yeah, they've got us under all these global laws. I know I'm interrupting, but they've got us under a global straitjacket, and then they are like a Houdini who's free from it.
That's right. That's right. So that they pull their wealth offshore and out of the tax base. Of course, it's not the taxes go down. Who ends up paying the difference? Well, it's you and me and our listeners who have to pay the difference. Because, you know, at the same time, they have big demands on government for intervention in Iraq, for example, many other things. They're not going to pay it. They're going to benefit from it. In fact, they're looking to take over Iraq's oil industry. We write about that in this book.
But in your words, sir, boil it down. I mean, how does the process work? I mean, because I said it'd be simple. It wasn't. I babbled for 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'll probably babble for 3 minutes myself. We can take a look at what's being pushed on third world countries. They've been told the way to develop is by taking out huge loans to build up industries, invite the multinationals in, open their economies to whoever, liberalize, if you will, in that sense, rather than directing their own development, they basically hand the keys to the multinationals. They pay all the freight on this. That is, they set up processing zones, they give tax holidays, they provide power, water, all these services. Companies come in. They take advantage of it for a while. Somebody else makes a better bid. They go somewhere else. It's happened time and time again. We write, for example, about the Philippines in this. They have billions of dollars in loans based on these scams. They're still paying. They got very little benefit from it. The companies that they tried to lure in, long gone. Much of the money also simply stolen, as well as being not, you know, well spent. But the country is now in the pockets of the bankers. The IMF and World Bank come in and say, you've got to pay this money back. They then basically have control of the country's budget. They decide how much gets spent where. You have, we talk about this, African countries where the percentage of school children actually in school is actually going down. It's going down because two things. Schools, education budgets being cut back because the government has to pay this debt. Families are pulling their kids out of school to have them earn whatever they possibly can because they're impoverished. The countries are told, well, you're having trouble competing in the world economy because you don't have a workforce that's educated well enough to really get in there and go for the, you know, the higher value kind of work that's going around the world. Well, you know, how are you going to do that if your school system is declining and people aren't getting an education? Well, you see the problem. These people are, you know, under the gun.
Well, you've done consulting for some of the biggest globalist companies out there, and so you've got kind of an inside view on all this. Where do you see it going? How much can humanity take? How much obvious corruption and bid rigging and scams and foreign ownership and rulership can we take? And so what do you think is going to happen? Good case, bad case, whatever. Whatever you really think the case is, whatever the case may be, as they say. And then where do you see this going in the future? How do we defeat them?
Well, we've talked about what these guys are trying to do. However, I'm not a pessimistic guy, and I don't think our authors are largely either, and the contributors in this book. There are people all over the world who are fighting this. For every economic hitman, there are thousands of people who are opposing these schemes in their countries around the world. You've got the Party of Davos, the World Economic Forum. You've got the World Social Forum, which is a vast network of groups from very different backgrounds, walks of life. You've got farmers, commercial farmers, peasants, indigenous people in the rainforests in Brazil. You've got, housewives, environmentalists, students, small business.
But you know
people.
The bankers have infiltrated that group.
Well, these people don't all agree with each other, so it's not a group that you could take over, you know, top down. But what these people are doing is basically around the world, people are halting some of these schemes.
We see that here in the U.S. 10 years ago, you talked about the New World Order, globalization, the elite. Most people laugh at you. Now most of them don't laugh. They start crying. So I think the jig is up. The worm has turned. I mean, I see it accelerating, and I agree with you. I see explosive resistance to the New World Order.
Well, you know, what people are looking at is saying, yeah, if we talk about globalization, technology brings us closer together. That's true. We're going to have commercial relations with India or Argentina or Nigeria. But on what should be the basis on which we work with people in India or buy products from Nigeria, any other country? That should be a two-way street, shouldn't it? That should be what we want is a structure in which nations relate to each other on a basis of equality in a world that works for everybody. If it works for only a small elite, we think we're doing better because we're, you know, richer than, say, Ecuador or Kenya.
Richer. I mean, these private banks pay off our politicians to pay into their funds to then go run loan sharking scams in third world countries. The way to fix all this is really have national discussions about it and then identify the criminals, because if people think that the head of Tyco or the head of Enron was bad, they look like choir boys compared to the people we're talking about in this New World Order structure. We need to start arresting these people. That'll fix it real fast if we start arresting David Rockefeller and all his little minions, because believe me, they've committed plenty of crimes.
Well, you know, if you look again at the offshore banking thing, what we found is that corruption is really central now to the world economy. Even compared with when John Perkins was an economic hitman in the 1970s, which, you know, was not an era of sweetness and light, it's vastly worse. And this offshore system involves all kinds of criminality. It's a source for,
Well, you just brought us to the penultimate point. Mexico can never get up on its hind legs because it has a tiny elite, the biggest group of billionaires per capita. North Korea can't get up. Most nations got into corruption hundreds, if not thousands, of years ago, and they never get out. The U.S. had all its problems, but there was still basic free market, private property ideas, and corruption was looked down on, and you had a pretty moral population. Now we're immoral. The world's immoral. And so folks are waking up, but is it too late? Have we already slid into a new economic dark age where, yeah, everybody knows the banks launder the drug money, but the cops will still raid your house to see if your teenager's got pot. Everybody knows the prisons are for 20 cents an hour to displace our jobs, and that, I mean, can you comment on that?
Sure. You know, I think that, there's resistance here. People are standing up and objecting to what's going on. We're actually in the U.S., we've been a little late on this because we felt, well, that's a problem for the third world. That's not going to affect us. And then we find that we are in this race to the bottom, being thrown to compete against each other with people in the Philippines or India.
That's it.
Or wherever.
They're running the same blowout scam that they've done everywhere else.
That's right. That's right. So they've turned it against us. We felt, we're the center, we're the empire. These countries, they screwed up, but
I remember good old boys when I'd be, 10, 15 years ago at the bar. I remember good old boys laughing. Of course the banks are scamming them dumb Latin Americans. It's up. We're running things. Ooh. Well, they're finding out now, aren't they? Because none of their kids can get a job.
That's right. That's right. And the jobs they were told to get when the steel companies closed and the auto plants shut down, coal mines closed. Well, you can take early retirement. Your kids should go off and do some high tech thing, and then they'll find the jobs they were told to get are the ones that are being offshored, outsourced.
And then globalization has destroyed Mexico even further. So I don't even blame these people wanting to have jobs, but then what? 7 out of 10 are illegal aliens on the construction job. That's driven the wages down, where 15 years ago a guy could be a carpenter, black, white, Hispanic, didn't matter, and could live in a decent house and go on vacation and maybe save and help his kids. Now you can forget it, man. You can forget it.
Well, I was reading a Denver paper. They were talking about this issue. A contractor building in a suburb in Denver said, well, I can't find U.S. citizens who'll work on my site. And, I thought, oh, come on now. You can't find U.S. citizens who will work construction, carpenters? Oh, come on. Well, it turns out what the guy wants, of course, is not people working, you know, let alone union wage. What he wants is people who will work minimum wage or less for no benefits. Well, sure, then it becomes harder to find citizens who will, you know, work for that. You know, and you get people who are coming from Oaxaca, Michoacan, to do that work.
And then the fake conservatives get on air and go, well, that's how the free market works. Let you get up there on the hot roof for $4 an hour up there. The point is they used a country that wasn't a free market system, that was run by an oligarchy, to literally in economic warfare debase the wages to the point of, I mean, this is by design. What do you expect?
Well, this is the race to the bottom, where you throw everybody to, you know, compete against each other, at each other's throats. Well, they, of course, are not being competed against at all. They're not under scrutiny or under threat. They set us against each other, and then they go off to the bank laughing.
Absolutely. And then the big mega corporations stir up racial division. All the buses in Austin have giant Mexican flags on them with a guy smiling with hatred, and it says, the revolution. It's unbelievable. All corporate funded. We'll be right back. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
There must be some way out of here, my friends. Is there?
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I really appreciate Mr. Hyatt coming on and talking with us. I got to get him back up someday when I'm not so hyped up. But his book's excellent. It's a compilation of writers and researchers, A Game as Old as Empire. And it's put out by Barrett and, I believe, Kohler Publishers. And it is really important work. You can get it at Amazon.com, as I said, or simply at your better bookstores out there. In closing, in the last minute and a half we've got here, sir, solutions. I mean, I agree with you. People are waking up. How do you see the breaks? What do you see happening? And what can we do to stop this?
Well, you know, there are groups all around the world. I've mentioned John Christensen. He's head of something now called the Tax Justice Network, which has affiliates around the world. It's a network of groups. There's one in the U.S. They just set one up in Africa. In addition, he's based in London. And these people have a program to bring the offshore banking system back under control. That's one thing. There's a group called Hands Off Iraqi Oil that is fighting this scheme to take over Iraq's oil fields. You've got Jubilee USA, which is campaigning to drop all these, what we were just talking about, odious debts that are enslaving third world countries.
It's all fiat. I mean, they need to hands off those infrastructures.
That's right. That's right. I'd just say, based on my experience as kind of working with economic hitmen, that it, when somebody mentions the word public-private partnership, run for your life. It is almost invariably a scam.
I've never seen one that isn't. I mean, folks, it boils down to this. They come up and pay off your politicians. And, I mean, take Merck. They come buy half the legislature, and then the governor says, you got to take a dangerous experimental shot. I mean, that's an example. Or they just come buy out the politicians, and they just hand them the roads. I mean, this is almost like a flying saucer landing, and they pay the president off with, you know, some type of new energy source, and the president says, here, pick any humans you want to eat. I mean, it's literally, they're just buying our government, aren't they?
Well, they withdraw from taxes. Governments need something done. Citizens are saying, do this, do that, do the roads. And they say, oh, well, we have this wonderful plan for you. But what it amounts to is the government makes the investment, and then basically the cream is skimmed, the profits go to a private corporation.
Yeah, they just administer
their own,
it.
Benefit.
Exactly. You are right on target. You've done incredible research for the book. Thank you for joining us, and I look forward to speaking with you again, Stephen Hyatt. And anybody else in the book or that you worked with that you want to recommend, just tell my producer, God bless you.
Okay, I'll do that.
There goes the editor of the book, A Game as Old as Empire. It's a compilation of some of the best researchers and writers on the subject. There is a world government. There is a North American Union. It does take away your national sovereignty, and that means your liberty and your due process. It's called being a slave to all the snot-nosed yuppies that are writing hit pieces on us. This is real, okay? There are secret tribunals that run our trade, all right? Secret tribunals. I'm sick of you. Stop denying reality. The whole world knows about it, and there's like pumpkinhead Americans that are still in denial. You understand, folks? Go to InfoWars.com. Get Riddles and Stone, American Freedom to Fascism, Terror Storm, InfoWars.com. I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. on the new Sunday live show syndicated we're doing. I want to thank all the affiliates that picked that up and the listeners. Join me Sunday, 4 to 6, and we'll get big Rosie O'Donnell news about how they want to kill her. They said they want to murder her. That'll be up on Prison Planet. Get that out. Big war news coming out on Prison Planet and InfoWars, too. Get the word out to everybody. God bless you all. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.